College with Chris Graham.
Welcome to the podcast, Chris Graham and Scott German, and we're talking after Virginia's 38-31 win down in Chapel Hill over North Carolina. And Scott was there in Kenan Stadium. In fact, he's still there in Kenan Stadium as we're talking right now. We're talking postgame. And Scott, so we've got a lot to wrap up here and can kind of unwrap here, I guess, before we wrap up. Tell me first off your thoughts after this win in a game that was back and forth, and then all of a sudden the defenses take over in the fourth quarter.
Well, it certainly was. You know, this is, I guess, it's an old, maybe a too used analogy. This was just a gut-wrenching win for Virginia. They just gutted this out. I mean, no one, if you watch the game, if you're able to watch the game, no one's going to confuse UVA's defense for, you know, this being a spectacular defense. Their secondary was just torched all night long. But, you know, at the end of the game, it came down to two critical defensive stands by UVA on North Carolina's final two drives of the game. But next to last drive, Carolina moved the ball down the field, went all the way down to the Virginia 6, and then forced a goal from the 6. Powell was pressured, threw the ball. I think it may have sailed on him, went out of bounds, turned the ball over to UVA. UVA gets the ball back and basically has to punt the ball back to Virginia, to Carolina. And then a poor tackle on the punt return gave Carolina the ball at third 45. I mean, making it feel much shorter for them. But Virginia's defense just really rose to the occasion. They put a lot of pressure on it. The secondary looked like the light switch went on for them. And I think Powell just kind of went down in flames. He finished tonight 15 for 29. But at one time, he was just in his QB rating well over 200. Finished the game 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, but he certainly did not finish the game on a high note. Virginia did a great job, and it'd be interesting to see just exactly in the defectives that they did differently the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game that they were doing the remainder of the game.
Yeah, Howell was 12 of 18 passing for 300 yards and those 4 touchdowns. Going into the fourth quarter is 3 for 11, 53 yards in the fourth quarter, was 1 for his last 8. He had 3 incompletions on the end of that drive that stalled out at the 6 and then went 1 for 5 on Carolina's last drive that started at their own 41, did get into Virginia territory, but Virginia gets a stop on a 4th-and-7 play. And, for the longest time in this game, Virginia not able to get stops. Neither team able to get stops, obviously. It was 17-17 at halftime. Bryce Perkins breaks a 65-yard run on the first drive of the third quarter. Virginia then gets a stop, the other stop of the second half defensively. And then another touchdown for Virginia on a pass to Tanner Crowley, 9-yard touchdown pass. Virginia's up 2 scores. Then they trade a couple scores each team. Virginia had another 2-score lead briefly. It was 38-31 going into the fourth quarter. This game felt like it was going to be 62-59, something like that, the way these two teams were moving the ball. Virginia did get the ball into the into Carolina territory, got down inside the 30-yard line before stalling before that last sequence we described there. Carolina drives 14 plays, 88 yards, drive stalls at the 6. Virginia gets a couple first downs, forces Carolina to use its timeouts, and then the defense gets the stop. So Bryce Perkins used a lot, 39 pass attempts, 24 runs. But, wow, Perkins was dynamic today. 5 touchdowns, 3 through the air, 2 on the ground. And Terrell Janna, big in this game. Scott, what did you see out of the offense that, you know, we talked about the defense and its issues for most of the game, and then in the fourth quarter, the defense rose to the occasion. This offense, you have to say, rose to the occasion, too. This offense has struggled for weeks, and today, 517 yards total offense for Virginia.
I saw some really encouraging things from the offense. You know, the offensive line did a really good job tonight. Perkins, I think, got sacked a couple of times, but for the most part, he had time to throw. And, you know, that's encouraging that the offensive line is pretty. You know, we have both been, myself especially, have been very critical of the play calling. I don't have any complaints about the play calling. Play calling is just, I think, was exceptional. I think Bill and I did a great job of keeping Carolina off balance. We think Carolina's got a really great defense to begin with, especially their secondary. But I got to hand it to it. I think you did a good job calling, of keeping fell on off balance. Of course, Perkins had a lot to do with that. The run by Perkins, second play of the third quarter. Wow. Well, that may be the most electrifying run I've ever seen since in the 45 pass. He took the ball off the middle, eluded a tackle. They showed it on the replay a couple of times here in the press box, and then just kind of made some type of a sidestep move to the left, got to the outside, and tightrope. How he stayed inbound down the sideline, especially close to the line of scrimmage, is beyond me. But he went working, broke the line of scrimmage, got to the outside. He demonstrated Bryce Hall type speed. I mean, it was an amazing run. And then, you know, that kind of took the, for the longest time, this is a loud Carolina crowd. I think it was a sellout, close to a sellout. This thing in the fans on right on top of you, even in the upper deck, it feels like they're right down on top of you. I don't think a lot of the fans had even gotten settled back into the seat from halftime. And it took the longest time for the crowd to get back in the game. In fact, the finish game was 3 consecutive. That run really kind of tipped the game in balance with the game.
Terrell Jana, 13 catches, 146 yards, 16 targets. He hadn't been targeted that much this year. Career highs in both catches and yards for Jana. Hassis Dubois, 6 catches. He had a touchdown, 97 yards. Joe Reed, 6 catches, 55 yards. Callie, the tight end, had that touchdown catch, 3 catches, 53 yards. Running game, except for Perkins, didn't have a lot going. Talapapa, just 5 carries, 21 yards. He had a fumble, which he recovered, fortunately. Virginia had a couple fumbles, recovered both of them. Perkins also lost the ball, and then it ended up back under his arm, fortunately, for UVA. Let's see. So I look like, I guess, no turnovers for either team in this game. Virginia with the 2 fumbles, but recovered them both. And so a clean game in that respect. Virginia just 1 penalty for 5 yards. Carolina did get bitten a little bit by the penalty bug, extending one of Virginia's drives in this game. But this was an offensive game. Both teams over 500 yards offense. Both teams well over 350 yards passing. But, you know, Perkins ran the ball well for Virginia. Carolina seemed like they just had everything they wanted running the ball. 39 carries, 186 yards. But Virginia gets the stops. And so, Scott, I have to ask, you know, going into this game, I don't think either of us thought that Virginia would win this game. A tough game on the road. Carolina had played well. They obviously played Clemson so tough a couple weeks ago. This Carolina team at 4-4 had lost 4 one-score games. Now you make it 5 one-score games. How important is this win for this Virginia team? Obviously, it feels like, hey, now you got 2 ACC games in Liberty to finish this one out, all at home with a bye week in between all this. So this feels like the TV people kept talking about Bronco Mendenhall saying going into this game that this felt like a playoff game for Virginia. Did it feel like that there in Kenan Stadium?
Yes, very much so. Good term there, playoff game, elimination game, however you want to call it. They had to deal with that. And, you know, Carolina was still very much in the hurt in this Coastal Division. Now they're pretty much not. So this game had a tremendous amount of ramifications to it. And it did. I would say a playoff atmosphere, elimination type game atmosphere. Virginia came up huge here tonight. You know, I'm looking at some stats. The things that we both have criticized UVA on and some of those inefficiencies in the past, just completely night and day tonight. Red zone attempts. Virginia was 5 of 5 from the red zone tonight. This has been a team that's been horrendous in the red zone. The red zone efficiency certainly cost them. It's the Miami game, cost them the Louisville game. They just completely turned it around tonight. In the red zone, penalties, 1 penalty for 5 yards. And that was the late game that could have been key, but it turned out it wasn't. Just an all-around great effort by Virginia. And in a number of different plays, going back to the play calling by Virginia, how about the fake punt that Armstrong actually was in the game as a punter and then took the snap and then rolled out and found the receiver open for a critical first down. I mean, you know, those are the kinds of things that just can make or break your season there. And that was, you know, those are the things that I think have been missing from this team. So maybe they needed to lose some games. Maybe they, and I have now found out that he can turn them loose a little bit, be creative a little bit. It's all up in here. It's press box. The Virginia media is that it was refreshing to see new wrinkles. It was refreshing to see some throwing some caution to the wind. Perkin getting his legs back, not being afraid to run the ball. You know, all these things are what kind of got us out to a 0 start to, as we head down the stretch. Maybe we're the burners are turned back on at just the right time for us.
It could feel like that indeed. So big win for Virginia, 38-31 is the final. And Scott has a recap we'll be posting on the site. I've got a couple columns coming up on the site. And then we'll both Scott's got a long drive back. Scott and Jerry Ratcliffe will be driving back through the night from Chapel Hill back to Virginia. But I'm sure we'll have some more stuff on Sunday to kind of break this one down. And then we have to look forward to Georgia Tech, and that's coming up next weekend in Charlottesville. Another big one for Virginia. You get a win in that one, and you really solidify an interesting spot in the Coastal Division. So, Scott, any last thoughts as you wrap up the night down there in Chapel Hill?
Very encouraging win. You know, this was a big time win for the Virginia football program, Chris. You know, for those of us that follow this team almost to a religious, more religiously, had they not got this win today, this program could easily have gone off the tracks for a long time. The fans, you know, the fickle fans that we have, I could just only imagine what the attendance next Saturday for the Georgia Tech game. You know, you got that dreaded noon or noon 30-ish, whatever, kickoff time. You just can imagine that the reciprocal effect this would have had we lost it. But not only did we not lose, we won, we gutted it out, we put up some amazing numbers, and we did it in a hostile environment. According to the UVA folks that follow this team on the road, this was the second most hostile environment that we played on, far more than that. Far more than what was at Miami. Far more than what was at Louisville. The only other environment they should be better or more hostile for the football team is at Notre Dame. So this in every aspect is a huge win for the program, and it's going to be a nice drive back.
A nice drive back. Safe travels for Scott German and Jerry Ratcliffe as they head back to Virginia. And thank you out there for listening to our podcast here. Again, check out our coverage on AFP as we break down UVA-UNC. Have a great night, everybody.